The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Pay attention when I'm talking to you, boy.
I thought I would throw a little curve into the show this morning. This is Chauncey, everybody, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yep, I played the rooster this morning only because I had a dad come up to me whose son is probably an old teenager by this time, said he used to love the beginning of my show here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors when I had a rooster and a bugle and everything else first thing in the morning, and the kid would love that. He loved it. So I played the rooster for him and for all of us old guys who enjoy a good foghorn, leghorn, I say they're my friend. all I could say is foghorn, leghorn, and Bugs Bunny are the two sharpest minds I've ever seen on television. Great wit, great lines. You can't go wrong ever watching Looney Tunes. Okay, it just showed my age. But hey, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And oh man, I'm excited about today's show. And, I want to thank, first of all, everybody that came out to the All Canada show. I was in the Waterworks booth for the weekend, showing boats to people, but I was more talking about fishing and camping and places to go and stuff like that and meeting a lot of kids and having a good time with them. It was a great time. I appreciate that very much. And thank you for everybody that listened to me and tells me thank you for everything we do on this program. You are so kind. A lot of nice comments I got about our gentleman last week who did the extra effort to make sure he didn't leave that deer in the pond. That was a great story. I loved it, and that's why I wanted to have everybody hear about it. But at the Canada show, a couple of things I want to mention. I talked to Dave McCoy, who's an angler. Him and his fishing partner are part of a thing called Head to Head, and we're going to try to keep tabs on them, and also we're going to interview them in a couple of weeks. It's kind of like it's a fishing tournament, yes, for walleye fishing, and they have a bass division, but he's in the walleye division. But they're trying to you compete against one other team. There may be nine other teams, fishing, but you're only competing against one. And every couple of weeks, you're fishing against another team, and your points and stuff add up towards the end. It's sounds quite interesting. I'm looking forward to checking that out. A couple of other things. I saw my first power liner on the Chicago lakefront. He didn't have any fish, but he said, "Chance, I think they're here because I've gotten a couple of hits, so I'm going to get them." So they were not all together. They were spread out over a pretty wide area, different harbors, but that means spring is right around the corner, everybody. And a couple of things before we talk about today's show. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to join in a staff meeting on Monday, February 12th, at the Field DNR office in Peshtigo, Wisconsin. This meeting is going to focus on northern pike and yellow perch management in the Green Bay area. Tammy Paoli, she's the fisheries biologist, is going to kind of overview everything and talk about it, the results from fike nets and different things like that. But they're also going to talk about the population of yellow perch. Yeah, now we're talking, folks. I want to listen to this, and it's going to be also on Zoom. So if you go to the Wisconsin DNR website, click on meetings and hearings on their calendar, and you'll get all the information to listen as a Zoom. Okay, that's important. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Also, I got a little note from my good buddy, Officer Lieutenant Warden Jacobs Halskaw. He is just a great guy to talk about a lot of different things. He's got the longest title I've ever met of anybody in my life, and I do mean that. You know, he's the DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, and you throw in a few other things on top of that he does, and it's just the longest title in the world. And he said, Chauncey, with the climbing temperatures across the state, many Wisconsin trails are now being used again by ATV, UTVs, riders. And however, lack of snow doesn't mean that the trails are safe. He says, rain, snow, melt, freezing, fog, it's slipperier than you know what. And especially on the roadways. Off-road vehicles may have an excellent traction on dirt tracks, but when you hit, you know, something else, you could slide and have all kinds of problems. And the treads of those machines are not made for concrete and asphalt. You got to remember that. That's very important. They've also had one ATV, UTV fatality already, and two snowmobile crashes that resulted in three fatalities in 2024. And we're just a month into the year, guys. Drive slow. So do it sober. Wear a helmet. Protect yourself and others. He said, Chance, this is so important. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Always wear an approved DOT helmet. Wear a seatbelt in an UTV. Let someone not riding know where you are and when you're thinking of returning. Follow all posted speed limits and regulatory signs. Double check before operating on trails. Many trails are open to ATV, UTVs, and closed during the winter in anticipation of the snowmobile season. So please be careful. And he says it's just important that you listen to the laws. Okay? I have to agree with that. I mean, I read his little note to me, and I wanted everybody to know all about that. Well, on this week's show on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we have Tim Mondel coming on to talk about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and all the February programs that are out there for us to enjoy this month. And with love in the air, because it's Valentine's month and everything else, there's a lot of neat things going on. Black History Month, there's programs for that. There's many, many different things. So you definitely have to check it out. Then we're going to have Clyde Sarna from the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo next. That's next weekend, not today. Next weekend. Remember that, February 16th through the 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. He's going to tell us all the new things that they've got going on there. They've doubled the show inside. The entire building, 66,000 square feet of space, is going to be there. They're going to have waterworks. They're going to have pretty close to over 100 booths. I'm pretty sure that's got to be that number to have in that much space. They've got a car dealership, camping demonstrations going on. They've got live entertainment, a trout pond. He's going to tell us all the stuff over. I'm just doing this from the top of my head, but there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Stuff is a technical term. Remember that. So, you know, he's going to be coming on the show to tell us everything that's happening. And then in the last segment, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report and a few other things that are going on throughout the states around Lake Michigan. And who knows, maybe a little bit further than that. Because we always try to bring you the up-to-date outdoor news and information. Where? On Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Remember that. Okay, we got that. I think we got a whole bunch of other things that we did. All right. You know what? I'm ready. Hold on. Pour yourself another cup of coffee, soda pop, whether you're having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, listening to the program. That's purely up to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here. The Illinois Conservation Foundation and I invite you to attend the 2024 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, on Thursday, February 22nd. This is an evening of celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and a lot more. You'll meet fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state. We'll be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and they will also honor those people who have made a difference to the outdoors of Illinois. So don't wait. Get your friends and fishing buddies and come to the gala. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. For more information on tickets and online auction, go to ilconservation.org and click on the word gala. I'll see you there.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to back to the Chauncey Great Outdoors show. And I know you're living vicariously through Chauncey's Great Outdoors and all the neat things we do in the Great Outdoors. But you know what? I was a little busy last week and I didn't get him on. So I had to make sure I got him on this week. We have our good friend, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, to talk about all the cool things to do with you, your friends, your loved ones. You know, married guys, take your wives out there, or wives, take your husbands out there. Single guys, take your girlfriends out there. Have some fun in the great outdoors. And Tim, what are we doing this month?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Okay. Got to be a lot of stuff, I bet.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of stuff going on. As always, we do. We might have catered the programs to fit the seasons. During mm-hmm. wintertime, we tend to do more indoors or short things, short abbreviated versions of things outdoors. But mm-hmm. we got plenty of stuff going on.
Good.
February is a good time if you're into birding programs. Trailside Museum of Natural History at River Forest is actually advertising for a birdhouse contest, which will take place, I think, March through May, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Adam Kess and his team are pretty creative over there. So with this 2024 birdhouse contest, you basically can create, using your own materials, your own version of a birdhouse. You bring it over, and then visitors can exhibit or view these birdhouses, excuse me, on the grounds within the Nature Center hours between May 24th and September 1st. They can cast their votes, see what's their favorite. That's a really cool opportunity. So if you're a scout leader or, you know, you're a mom and you want something unique for your mm-hmm. kids to do, come up with a design, make it at home, drop it off at the Nature Center. We'll hang it up there. Everybody gets a prize. Don't worry about that. But it's emphasizing, you know, migration, nesting, everything related to the natural elements around us. So it's a pretty cool opportunity.
Okay, cool. The you get one program called Resting Reptiles. I saw in the Crabtree Nature Center. I mean, you know, it's kind of like February. The reptiles are all napping, dude. They ain't going to come out.
My son just asked me, he's like, where are the frogs? I was like, oh, that's a different story. They're not, you can't see them right now.
Yeah,
yeah, again, it's take advantage of the time. Like, we're not trying to force feed something or put a square peg in a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
The winter time shows that you can only do certain things, and that's what we're going to talk about, and that's part of it. There's winter workshops and knitting and pottery for those who are interested in things like that. You can, if we had some snow, ride the winter wave down at Sagwa Environmental Learning Center,
mm-hmm.
the cross-country skiing course. I know, if we had snow, this is weird not having it, but so those are some of the things on that end of it. You can celebrate the Lunar New Year down at Dan Ryan Woods if you were interested.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to go out and just explore wintertime in general with or without snow. My colleague Justin is offering a program at Thatcher Woods today where they're going to have different ways to get out and explore during the wintertime, fire building, shelter building, things like that.
That's cool. That's cool. There's a slew of owl parties. For lack of a better terms.
The Superb Old Owl. I can almost say that wrong every time, and I practice
it's, it. It's superb. Perb. You got to get the B at the end of super. So it's the Superb Owl Party. So instead of being the Super Bowl Party, it's the Superb Owl Party.
Yeah. And I know. Can we take that back a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
No, and for those who are hearing this and like, oh, it's Super Bowl, I'm not going out. I get it. You don't have to. It's the day before on the 10th at 6 p.m. at San Richard Nature Center. So you can learn about all facts and things related to owls, which, interestingly enough, for those interested in, we saw a great horned owl up in Elgin at Rolling Knolls, one of our newer acquisition sites, last weekend, which is pretty awesome. So, yeah, so fast forwarding to more things going on. You have the Super Bowl pregame hike on the 11th. And then you have, it's been happening more and more down in this location, the Mingles in the Morning, or Mingle in the Morning. There's Senior Walking Club down at Dane Ryan Woods Visitor Center. It's a site that opened up, well, the site's been there for a while, but the Visitor Center opened up more recently. And it's a good place to go check out. It's just vastly different from what you think you knew of it, just with the nature play sites, the treehouse, visitor center, the new pavilion, or we remodeled pavilion. So jump on this, go in. If you're a senior age individual or you want to get a few people, go stop by. It'd be a good chance to kind of explore in the woods.
That's cool. Let's see. I know you're doing some Black History Month story trails out at Dan Ryan Woods also, aren't you?
We are. February being this month, celebration of Black History Month, we are offering, if I can use your word, from a slew of opportunities to get out and celebrate Black History Month, but be out in the forest and understand what nature means in that capacity. So we have Black Conservationist Walk. We have Underground Railroad discussions, which is always a big, big one. That takes place at Sand Ridge Nature Center. I think it's on the 24th. There's self-guided tours just to learn about Black conservationists as well. You know, as you prep too, I can't help but talk about the spring weather.
Yep.
And I just have to. So there is something on the 15th of the Conservation at Home's Seed Swap and Plant Exchange. It might be a drive for folks coming down, you know, if you don't really live within that area, but it takes place at Dan Ryan Woods at 4 p.m. Again, I say that because I think 90 is going to go through more remodeling right now, construction. Mm-hmm. But you can come down there and do seed swaps or native plant swaps with individuals. You know, we always talk about diversity, Chauncey, and, you know, whether that's the programming, whether that's the community, whether it's just mm-hmm. the natural world that is the 11% of the forest preserve, it's something. So you can always change out and get a different plant if you want. Mm-hmm. A cool opportunity to be out there.
Now, you don't even have to be in the forest preserve. You're doing a be a better birder backyard bird feeding Zoom. So I don't even have to go into. You're doing a Zoom prayer. There's too many B's in this word, in this sentence. I just want you to be a better bird feeder. No, be a better birder backyard bird feed. There's only one word out of that sentence that's got a starts with a different letter than B.
Sit in our program meetings. Alliteration is a big thing for us. So, yeah, and again, good opportunity. Winter. It's not that easy to get up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. That was one of my oldest coming through on the phone here.
That's okay. No
yeah. Get away from me. Okay. Thank you, Otis. Sorry for the listeners real quick.
He's got to get his opinion in on this, just so you know.
And they're getting ready to eat is what he's telling me.
Okay. Okay.
I got all right. It. Awkward. No, so anyways, where were we?
No, we're talking about, you know, the better birding Zoom meeting.
Got it. Okay, so during the wintertime, not traditionally so easy to get out and explore sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got ice on the ground, et cetera. It's a good chance then to still learn about the program but not physically have to be at that site.
Right.
Again, taking advantage of the modern day technology.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
And if you want to go the opposite and go back to primitive with a map and a compass, there's a backcountry navigation taking place at Camp Bullfrog Lake on the 17th. Something that REI is sponsoring and presenting where you can learn all the basics about orienteering, cartography, things like that.
You know, everybody needs to learn how to work a compass because guess what? Your battery's going to die sometime.
Sure. I know it's nice to have them. You know, we do programs based around smartphones. We do photography and a few other things. But if you can't use the other side of it, it's all moot. So I totally get that. Yeah, we do try to do that, especially spring, summer, fall come around. We do like a wilderness survival. We learn the elements and learn how to work with them. So totally great.
Yeah, and I know on the 18th, you've got a Cub Scout Adventure Series going on at the one of my favorites, the Widowhead Schoolhouse.
that's a seasonal offering. Mm-hmm. So it's not just something that's done during the winter. Deb and the team down there will offer it during spring, summer. It's a good chance if you're a scout troop to either get more merit badges, obtain those, or just learn a little bit more about chances to be able to go out there and do it as well.
Oh, yeah. I know you've got some photography events going on, photography walk at Spears Woods near Willow Springs on the 21st. I mean, it's so cool because I remember when I was... God, that was so long ago. How could I remember, right? But when I was in high school, we were doing pictures in the Forest Preserve, and the cool thing was we were using black and white, and it was so neat. And even if with digital now, you can take all the photos you want, but then just hit that little button that says black and white, and it's a whole different picture to look at. And, you know, just how to construct a photo and stuff. And these photography walks are just really... I think they're super. I really do. You know, and like I says, between, you know, a lot of the birding programs, Nature's Art Box that's going on this month at Little Red Schoolhouse also again. There's a ton of stuff as there is every flipping month in the Forest Preserve of Cook County. Except for if it calls for snow, trust me, it's canceled.
Yeah. We canceled a lot of the programs or omitted purposely. Snow based because it's so unpredictable.
It is.
You know, so if we get it, there's pop up days. You know, you can go to the website, take a look, and be prepared. We're going to try to get as much as we can done or offering as often and in so many locations as we can. It's just too inconsistent these days that we don't want to create a program, be out there, have to cancel it, don't have a backup plan, things like that.
Yeah. Hey, is there any maple syrup program, or is that coming March and April?
March. You'll see some sap rising
mm-hmm.
of one-off programs during this month. River Trail does one. A couple of locations will do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the big one is mid-March at River Trail Nature Center. They're going to offer their annual Maple Syrup Festival. I think it's the Sunday, the 17th or something like that. It's the third Sunday.
Mark your calendars, everybody. Mark your calendars.
Do it.
And if they do any kind of a little sampling, if they do this, I'm not saying they are, you will understand why you don't want to ever buy the pancake syrup that just says imitation flavor. Buy the true maple syrup because it's a world of difference.
Oh, it's amazing. They typically don't sample what they tap there anymore, mm-hmm. just overusage, but
right.
to have more maple syrup, a nice stick, you're perfect. You're in heaven.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I even found a large chain, we won't mention who, that sells a maple syrup for pancakes that sat in a empty bourbon barrel, and it picked up all the flavor from the wood.
Oh, man.
You're not going to. You won't get that in the forest preserve, but that's something to check out in the grocery store.
No, you won't, but that is a great image right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tim, if somebody wants to watch all these different things or, you know, go and line up and say we're going to do this, this, and this one, what did they do?
Sure. Go to Forest Preserve's website at fpdcc.com. You'll see the events tab right there.
Sounds good to me. Go to the events, click on it, and you'll see all the neat stuff that Tim and I give you a little preview of every month here in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Always appreciate it. Take care.
Good. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here. The Illinois Conservation Foundation and I invite you to attend the 2024 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois on Thursday, February 22nd. This is an evening of celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and a lot more. You'll meet fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state. We'll be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and they will also honor those people who have made a difference to the outdoors of Illinois. So don't wait. Get your friends and fishing buddies and come to the gala. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. For more information on tickets and online auction, go to ilconservation.org and click on the word gala. I'll see you there. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want and, once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock-bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, sportsman, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods will be showcased at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th. So stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish and match it with a Tutula reel. And, oh, my goodness, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th, and tell them Chauncey sent you.
The Tinley Fishing Expo returns February 16th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters is inviting you to the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. He'll have his calendar booked there so you can set up your big coho, lake trout, king salmon trip, and more. He has trips from two people to six people, only on Diamond Ghost Charters. Stop by the booth at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show that is at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, next weekend, not this weekend, this is Super Bowl weekend, so don't get excited, but next weekend, you need to mark your calendar, circle your calendar, put big Bozo's arrows on it, and everything else, because we are going down to the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo that Clyde Santa is running, and Clyde is on the phone with us to talk about the show. Clyde, welcome to Chauncey's.
Hi, Chauncey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Now, let's talk about, this is... Everyone, I keep telling people, this isn't the high school show. This is a show that you took the people that used to exhibit at the high school and added a whole lot more.
Yeah, that high school show actually ended last year, and we had our first event in February 23.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very nice show. Somewhat limited as to vendors and exhibitors, but I got to tell you something. We have one heck of a show this year, guys. Big.
I mean, I think that whole place is like 60. No, there's a lot of, we're talking thousands of square feet.
70,000 square feet, Sean.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, for our second year, that's an outstanding achievement, thank God. You know, our first year was only about 23,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
And some people were a little bit unhappy. We didn't have the whole crowd from the Tinley Park show. But, you know, moving it, starting it over, brand new, it was a tough way to go in less than 3.5 months. To put that kind of show on to begin with.
Exactly.
But now in our second year, Chance,
uh-huh.
Our second year, over 70,000 square feet, we filled it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
We got all kinds of events happening. I don't know that we got enough time to talk about them. Our website has really got all the information. Mm-hmm. All the exhibitors list will be on there as of today. And I have to tell you that you won't make a mistake by planning to get there on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of February. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got maybe even a little Elvis showing up every day at about noon.
Oh, thank you very much.
We got a little Michael Jackson showing up at about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
These impersonators are going to knock the socks off the traffic. I got to tell you, they're really something else.
They really are. And, you know, one of the things that when I looked at your seminar, I mean, there's... Yes, you have a great collection of all kinds of exhibitors. I mean, you've got my friend Matt from Southern Outfitters. He's a guy down in Carbondale, in the Carbondale area.
Yes,
coming.
Right.
You've got other people. You've got T-Bone Guides.
Resorts from Canada. We've got resorts from Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of fishing tackle. Distributors, manufacturers coming.
Yeah.
It has a good cross section. As a matter of fact, we're going to have the Polaris Slingshot there. The vehicle that is really outstanding and has really taken the sport world by a surprise. But we're going to have them there. Gina's Motorsports is going to be there.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Bettenhausen Motors. You remember Tony Bettenhausen?
Yeah.
The race car, yeah, that family tradition is still on, and they're going to be there. We've got a wonderful waterworks, a Lund boat dealer going to be there.
Yeah.
We've got Camping World going to be there
to
show some of their smaller camping units.
Right.
You could go on and on here, and I tell you, we're blessed. To have those kind of responses and those kind of participants.
You are, Clyde. And, you know, once again, just on the seminar side, I'm going to kind of flash through them here. You got Jim Kupchak, the crappie professor. He's been on my show. Jim O'Neill, Midwest Outdoors podcaster. He's been on my show. Mike Norris. Right. If you want to go fishing in southern Wisconsin, Mike Norris will put you on smallmouth like you wouldn't believe. He's going to be there. Pat Harrison, Chicago. Johnny, well, all these people have been on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Well, that's good. And then they decided that they could help our show a great deal by participating with us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chauncey, if they're good enough for you, they're certainly good enough for us.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and for those people who, you know, yes, most of us are either casting plugs or plastic or this, but there are people who like or thinking about fly fishing. You got a Johnny Booser, Furl Outfitters about fly fishing.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, and we've got a group from Oak Brook, Chauncey, that has agreed now. They are fly fishing club out of Oak Brook. They've agreed to do demonstrations for us twice a day. And also, we have a representative from Midwest Muskie that's going to do casting, bait casting, and spinning demonstrations twice a day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, Ken Husker O'Malley, another guy's been on our show, Chris Tarsano, Steve Sillick from the Forest Preserves is coming. Those guys are great to sit and talk to about local waters. I mean, the Coast Guard, I mean, this is, you've got a list that's, I mean, you're going to just plan on.
I believe it's over 16 qualified seminar speakers.
Right.
That's what we have.
Yeah. Now, you have retailers coming too, right?
Yes, we do. We have retailers coming. We've got Angler's Outlet, who is a big part of our shows over the years in different areas that we've held shows. And we've had retailers from all over the state now of Illinois, north and south and even west, that are coming to participate at this show.
All right, so you're able to purchase fishing gear there. You're able to talk to guides there. You're able to talk to lodges there. You're able to talk to so much there that you can get a full rounding experience for everything that's there.
You got it, Johnson. You know, the Southwest, this was our goal, the Southwest community area. It's a large, humongous area of sports people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have Yes, we had the Tinley Park High School show, which was tremendous. But we've never had a outdoor show like this.
Right.
Ever on the Southwest community side.
Right.
And, you know, we need it.
Yeah.
We need it. And the proof of that is that this year we filled the convention center with those kind of people that want to be participants and show the sportsmen on the Southwest side what it's all about.
Oh, God, yes. And, you know, some of the other attractions, and I know, and this is when you've taken, everybody, I want you to listen, you've taken a show and literally pumped it with steroids, for lack of a better term, and turned it into this great event that's going to be a lot of fun. As he said, 77,000 square feet, but you're going to have casting contests that people are going to be involved with. Very important. This is very important now, Clyde. A shore lunch. Yeah. A shore lunch.
You know, right. Right. That shore lunch, everybody last year, they were knocking me down over that. They said, hey, what happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guarantee you, we've got it back, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I forgot.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot.
What?
There is a fishing pond for the kids.
I know. I was just going to go there.
It's going to be terrific. And there's trout just waiting for those kids to come by. And let's test their skill.
Yeah, those little trouties are saying, come here, kid, catch me.
Yeah, I want to get hooked on you.
Yeah, and then the parents are like, they want to fish more than the kids, I think, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know, they show the kids for about 5 minutes and then give the pole to the child for about a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And then one other thing you're doing is you got face painting and balloons and stuff like that, but you have a simulator. One of the groups has got a simulator set up.
That's it. Maple Bassmasters has the simulator that you can sit down there in a chair and you can fight a walleye, you can fight a bass, you can fight a smallmouth. You could really get the sensation and see it on a 50-inch screen.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, oh, my goodness gracious, you're fighting fish, you know, right there and not being cold.
Exactly. You don't even have to move into the boat, for goodness sake.
That's
the
right.
The other thing is we've got a magician that's going to be walking around, and he'll put on 3 shows a day, some for the kids and some for the adults. So he'll pull those quarters out of people's ears. You won't believe it.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, I am not going to dress up in a bear suit and wrestle people like the old amphitheater days.
I thought you were going to do that for us, John. God, son of a gun.
I can't do
that. Hey, next year it may be different.
Yeah, you never know. You may doing it next year, being the wrestling bear, you know. But the other thing, too, is, Clyde, you're priced for people to come and enjoy. So many times I've seen different shows. They're $15, $18 to get into. You know, downtown shows are $25 to get into.
Yeah. How about the parking?
Hold on, steady my heart. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, the parking. Now, how much is your parking?
None. Zero. Zip. It's a free parking area.
Mm-hmm.
Huge parking area. Easy to get to the building.
Yeah.
You love it. Just gotta love it.
It's free to park. It's adults are how much?
$10. Vets and seniors are $8. And kids that are 7 to 12 are $5. And kids under 5 are free. 5 and under, yes.
5 and under are free. So, I mean, this is a great deal for kids, for adults, you know, and the food is reasonably priced. You can enjoy a time there. Let the kids have fun, because the one thing you want, and even at my booth, we play games with the kids all day long to win fish beads and things like that that they can wear. And, you know, they just have to know what the state capital, and that's not state fish, state bird, state fruit, different things like that. And if they don't know it, we help them, Clyde. We help them get the winning, and they are excited. But there's so much for the kids. There's so much for the adults. There's so much for women. There's so much for guys. There's all kinds of stuff for people to enjoy there.
Well, we tried to make this an event that would cover the whole family. I mean, yeah, we're looking at the sportsmen. We're looking at the things that they're interested in. But, hey, you know what? You bring the family. You bring the kids. You bring your wife. I mean, they'll all have a good time.
That's right.
They'll all have something to be interested in for sure.
Oh, God, yes, yes. And, you know, I almost want to say it should be the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Family Expo.
Yeah, hey, that's an idea, Judge. You know, got an idea there.
Because it's just so much fun, from the seminars, from the activities, the kids, the boots. And when you're talking to like a Canadian lodge or a Wisconsin lodge, you're talking to the people who own the lodge.
Right.
And this is important for you, isn't it? I mean,
the information, as they say, Chauncey, from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, you're getting it from the horse's mouth. You got that right. So, okay, once again, this is not this weekend, everybody. Make note, not this weekend. It's next weekend.
No, yeah.
It's
fourth, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
16th, 17th, and 18th. I want to run it a week, maybe. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's a
but 16th, 17th, 18th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 5, 4, I'm sorry, 9 to 4. Come out and join us. We're looking forward to seeing you and want you to visit Chauncey as well.
Thank you very much, Clyde. Well, we're all coming down to the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Okay?
Got it.
Got it. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The Tinley Fishing Expo returns February 16th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities, while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, sportsman, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods will be showcased at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th. So stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish, and match it with a Tutula reel, and oh my goodness, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th, and tell them Chauncey sent you. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey! I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you've poured yourself another cup of coffee, as I said, soda pop, whatever you're drinking this morning, or this afternoon, or evening, and actually, wherever you're listening to me across the whole wide world, and all the people in Europe, and Italy, and Germany, and France, and England, Scotland, that listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks a lot, everyone. But, you know, be careful out there. Ice is very iffy in southern Wisconsin, and further north you go, it gets much, much better. We'll talk about that in the fishing report. Hey, don't forget the Illinois Conservation Foundation. That's ilconservation.org. Go on the website. They put on a great dinner at the Abington in Glen Ellen. They honor the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. People are inducted. There's great auctions. Captain Tony's got an auction prize there for a trip. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And you know what? We're supporting the great outdoors. Definitely go on there. ilconservation.org. Look up Gala, G-A-L-A. And come on out. Have some fun with me. I'm there having a great time, okay? All right, let's talk fishing. The Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by, who of course, Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. They are going to be at the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Show next weekend. Remember that? Next weekend? They're right in the front door. You're going to see them. It'll be really cool. Okay, check it out. Aiden says, Papa, the ice is almost gone and the rivers are flowing sometimes hard. The old guys on the Grand River said that they are fishing behind any breaks they can find for steelhead and the backsides of the deeper holds for walleye. How can the walleye stay in the deep holds? The water's moving so much. I don't know. They're kind of designed to do that. They hug the bottom. While we were there, we did not see anyone catch fish. So we stopped and had lunch, and I had a hot chocolate with extra whipped cream. It was good. We'll see you soon. Talk to you. Remember, send me anything new stuff you get. Once again, the fishing report for Aiden is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club Hills. Hey, on the Fox River, everybody's fishing below the dams. They really are. The fish are trying to work their way up. That's where they're hanging. Catfish below some of the dams. They're using, you know, cut bait and just dead fish that they, you know, take a bluegill, cut it up. Walleye and white bass, they are picking them up, and they're going with pretty much live minnows with that, and that's some good action, too. On the lakefront, power liners are starting. I saw my first ones at the beginning of the week, and probably there are more coming out. So the power liner's out. You're going to start seeing more coho being caught. They're getting perch at 87th Street and 87th Street, 90th, and also in the channel, the Calumet River. That's not the channel, the Calumet River. They're picking up some perch from shore, and boaters are working that whole area up to the Ford plant, also in Indiana waters, out fishing the humps, and they're doing quite well. If you're pulling a fish out from very deep, if it's small, don't throw it back. Count it towards your totals. Fillet it, cook it whole, whatever. You know, I mean, just don't. Those fish are they're not going to live if you throw them. If you're pulling them up from 60 feet of water, and that they're in 50 to 60 feet of water with minnows, the number one baits. Also, rosy reds are doing pretty well in some locations. Monona Bay has been a good spot in Madison area for waxies. So I like seeing that. That's a good sign. Chartreuse is a good color for ice jigs anytime and for anything that you're going to try. Northern Wisconsin, I'm seeing some decent activity from a number of different lakes. I'm talking Eagle River, Minocqua, and some other smaller ones. The ice is not as thick as it should be, but the smart thing is some people are driving ATVs out there, but nobody's doing cars or snowmobiles because it'll go, they think it'll go through. That means it's less than 5 inches in most areas. Pike, I would say they're doing good. I like the activity, and you got to find the green weeds, and you're going to find a lot of pike. Crappies in those same green weeds. Pike are looking for lunch. Remember, the buffet table. Bluegills, I would rate them as good. Small jigs, and you can get some hand-sized gills this time of year in northern Wisconsin, and that's a very good sign. Perch are pretty good, too, but they're hanging in those weeds, and they're nervous because the pike are hanging outside the weeds. Remember that. That's an important, important thing going on out there. I mentioned Indiana waters for those perch in about 50 to 60 feet of water. Those humps out there is what they're working on. And perch flies, fathead minnows, small pieces of squid on a hook, like your drop shotting, is also pulled in a number of fish, which is a very good sign. Boaters in Michigan are hanging close to shore, which makes sense. And, you know, that's why maybe the rivers have been a little bit tough because there's so much water flowing through them, like Aiden said. But their shoreline guys are fishing very close to shore from this Michigan line going up north. And they're probably going to keep that up for a while. And that's a really, really good sign for a lot of anglers, especially in that area. Wisconsin River, boat traffic is, you know, kind of light because everybody's saying, hey, you know, I don't know what to do. But trust me, it's going to get really busy because they're finding a lot of walleye in the Wisconsin River. You know, below the dams, slack water. It's going to be a hot spot. I'm telling you right now, if you can get in about 6 to 12 foot of water, you should find walleye. And not just one or two. You should do very well for the walleye there. It's all been a jig and minnow bite. You can put a little color plastic on there or something that, you know, gets a little extra flash for those minnows. But it's been a minnow bite down there. But that's what you have to work with. And, you know, the activity is looking very, very well. Excuse me. Southern Illinois, crappie activity at Wren Lake. I heard from Jason Johns, who is going to be at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, as a matter of fact. Jason John from Boneyard Guide Service. He's picking up some nice crappies on minnows, and they down there will go, the locals use just plastics. Remember that. They do just plastics. So when you're at the show, make sure you talk to Jason down there, talk to Captain Tony down there, and, you know, the crappie professor is going to be at that show. There's a lot of people that you can sit and talk to besides Wayne at Waterworks Marine to get that boat. And remember, you want the Chauncey price. That's very important. Hey, Wayne, what's the Chauncey price on this boat? Okay. All right. We did that. I just want to thank everybody at all these shows who's come up to me and said how much they enjoy what we do, how long we've been doing it, and how much we've helped them enjoy the great outdoors. You very, very much touched me. Well, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Kiowa tribe. I've used this a couple times a year because I like, you know, people to realize, especially in the spring with the melting of the snow and rain that we just had over, you know, before the weekend, you see things kind of coming out of the ground, little early spring flowers and stuff. So walk lightly in the spring. Mother Earth is pregnant. Walk lightly in the spring. Mother Earth is pregnant. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. But we'll see you at the Tinley Park Show next weekend. Remember that.